The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Okay, off to Sunday school.
The first reading is from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 34 responsively. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. Claim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The second reading is from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Word of God, word of life.
The Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who went before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So this morning, our confirmation candidates are pleased to be able to share their faith statements with the congregation. They've been working on these faith statements, well, I always say they've been working for 2.5 years, but they've probably been working about 2.5 weeks on this faith statement. But they have been in class preparing for this opportunity to affirm their baptism and to stand with their parents and their sponsors and to be sealed again with that sign of the cross, affirming their baptism. So we'll listen now to their faith statements, and Christina Doring is going to be our first speaker.
Today I have the blessing of celebrating not just one, but two important events. This date, November 2nd, is not only the day of my confirmation, it is also my birthday. Thank you. Journey through confirmation began 2 years ago. Little did I know this journey would strengthen my faith and teach me many things along the way. I would learn about the true meaning of faith, truth, and love, and why having a strong faith is so important in my life. From confirmation class to confirmation camp and all things in between, I have grown not only as a person, but as a child of God and a follower of Christ. There were some hurdles that I had to overcome, as there are in any journey, but there were also triumphs and lessons learned. Now let me take you through my incredible journey. My journey started exactly 15 years ago, November 2nd, 1999, my birthday. That date not only marks my coming into this world, it was also the day I became a child of God. Of course, I don't remember this, but today I realize that God's acceptance of me the day I was born is incredible. This idea shows that God loves everyone equally. It sets an example for us that we should love everyone equally, no matter who the person is. The second stage of my journey began at the font on April 9th, 2000. This was the day I became baptized and christened with the sign of the cross on my forehead. Baptism, however, isn't only about receiving that cross, although it serves as a symbol of our baptism. Baptism is about being cleansed of sin and renewed. It is about becoming a part of the body of Christ. Many of you were here on the day of my baptism. You made a promise to me and to the church that you would support me through my journey in faith. Baptism is also a promise that God has with us. The promise is that we will always be a part of God's family, no matter our actions, feelings, doubts, or wrongdoings. This is an incredible promise that we keep with us our whole life. God's promise is not only for our actions in the church, but for the world. We keep this promise through all of our experiences, working in God's kingdom to share it with others. I have had many experiences of God's grace through my years of being a Christian. One of them happened at Camp Ulidua. Although Camp Ulidua may seem like a quiet, still place when you first arrive, it is anything but that. At Camp Ulidua, we praise God through friendships, songs, through the countless games and activities we participated in. We rejoice loud and clear. We were the children of God. Camp allowed me to realize that God is in everything we do. One of the counselors at camp told a very inspiring story one night. He said that he had gone through some rough points in his life, often doubting his faith and what it meant to him. But he realized that no matter how much he doubted and struggled with his faith, God would still love him. I think that is a very important idea, that God is always with us no matter how we feel. Camp Ulidua also strengthened my appreciation for nature and I began to see nature through Christ. Worshiping in the beautiful mountains of Oak Glen with the warm summer breeze and the sounds of nature was a truly unforgettable experience. Along with Camp Ulidgewa, I have served the Lord and strengthened my faith in many different ways. The God's Work Our Hands Service Day is an example of my contribution to God's kingdom. Last year, I participated in the alley cleanup. It was amazing to see how people had neglected to keep the earth clean and free of litter. The experience was eye-opening, showing me the importance of taking care of the earth and demonstrating Jesus through my life. My journey through Girl Scouts has also increased my awareness for the need of stewardship in the world. My Girl Scout troop took a trip to the homeless shelter downtown, where we handed out blankets to the homeless. Although this is just one act of kindness, I felt that I was serving the Lord by helping others in need. These are just two of the many experiences I have had through living Jesus' way. My journey through the church has also been an incredible experience. I have received guidance and advice from my family and many members of the church. My prayer sponsor, Joan Alton, has encouraged me throughout my faith journey. Joan has given me some inspiring advice and, of course, many of her heartwarming hugs. Through the guidance and teaching from Pastor Karen, I have learned about the importance of the Bible and have gained a deeper understanding of the Christian faith. The members of St. Peter here have also been very influential in my faith journey. Through setting up for coffee hour, helping with communion, volunteering at Taco, and teaching Sunday school, you have set an example for the youth at this church. You have demonstrated the importance of loving others and caring for your community. Thank you for everything you do at St. Peter's. My family has also been extremely helpful in my life and confirmation journey. They have shown me how to love others and why kindness for others is essential in life. Although my journey through confirmation is over, my journey through faith will continue on during my many years to come. I will continue to live as a Christian, helping to spread the love of the Lord. No matter my triumphs or failures in life, the Lord will never stop loving me, and I will never stop loving the Lord and the people in God's kingdom. Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away." This verse shows that there are no requirements. There is no gender or race, age or limitations to God's love. It is universal. Although knowledge and other ideas may fade away with time, love will always be the glue that keeps the world together. Love is stronger than any other force. And for as long as I live, I promise that I will continue to love others and work in the way the Lord envisions love. Thank you.
Grown up in this church all my life, and my parents have been members for 27 years. I've been given the opportunity from this church community and my parents to pursue my faith through the process of confirmation. For this, I am very grateful. Growing up in this church has given me great advantages and opportunities. Since I was born into the church, I'm able to grow with God and grow my faith as I'm physically growing up as well. 14 years ago, when I was only a few months old, I was baptized in this church, and you all promised to guide me through my journey. Today, I'm affirming my baptism as well as your promise. To me, baptism means that I have been brought into and represent the family of God. It also means that I was forgiven of all my past sins, and I will always be forgiven and loved by God. Youth groups and camps have really helped me understand my faith and discover my responsibilities in this faith. I've been going to the San Diego First Church's youth group since I was in sixth grade, and I've been able to participate in events such as Sleep with San Diego and a camp called Elevate, where Christians from states like Hawaii and New Mexico all come together and meet in Point Loma. Through that youth group, I've met a lot of people who believe in the same things that I do and are also the same age as me and go to the same school. Being able to spend time with them and watch how they live through Christ every day has amazed me and set a great example for me. I've learned a lot through that youth group and being able to learn and talk about God with my peers. Last summer, I went to Camp Elijah. Having only known Christina and Alina, and the fact that I was the only guy, forced me to open up to a lot of new people. I thought this would be difficult because at school it takes a while to really get to know someone, but it was different there. We all pretty much believed in the same thing, which made it easy to relate to each other. At the end of that week, it seemed like I had known everyone in my cabin for years. It was a great program because we were able to have fun while making friendships and strengthening our faith. Being Christian definitely makes a huge difference in my life as a student. I think it is important to surround yourself with good people, especially in high school, and it is so easy to get caught up in making bad choices. Having so many friends that are also Christian means that I have people to hold me accountable and make sure that I am living through Christ. Being Christian also helps me remember what I shouldn't be participating in and how I should be treating other people. In the future, I plan on living out my Christian faith by becoming more involved in the church and helping others. I've always felt closer to Christ by helping others, and I would love to participate in more events that include helping others through Christ. I think prayer is important because it is time that I can let my everyday worries go and connect with God. I've been trying to find more time to spend in prayer because I think it is an essential part of a successful day, and I haven't been spending as much time in prayer as I think I should be. The Bible verse that I have chosen is Joshua 1:9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I chose this verse because it is reassuring and helps me remember one of the main reasons that I love being Christian. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I think it is amazing that no matter where you make mistakes in life, and when you forget what is truly important, God will always be with you.
I can't believe that I'm actually standing up here right now, giving this speech, because 2 years ago, I remember having my first confirmation class. I remember thinking that the time would never come when I'd be standing up here in front of the congregation professing my faith. I also still clearly remember the Sundays 10 years ago, and I'd be sitting in the back row of the congregation on that side, and I'd be eating Brandon's chocolate Pop-Tarts. I also laugh upon the memory of my brother David's first communion. My mom tells me that on that day, I also received my first communion because I would have cried my eyes out, thinking how unfair it was that David got something that I didn't. And I think it was about 7 years ago when I thought I was the coolest kid on the block because I finally knew how to be an acolyte. Anyway, all of these memories still fresh in my head have reminded me how lucky I am to be part of this welcoming community of Christian people at St. Peter's. I'd like to start by thanking a few people who have been very influential upon my faith journey at St. Peter's. I'd like to recognize Pastor Marone and Pastor Bringman, Gail and Dean Bennett, my amazing sponsors, Susan Benson for teaching me how to acolyte and always being a great friend, Jim Grutowski because he always makes me laugh when he does tricks with the lighter before church, my family for always having my back during tough times, and Betty Wells for teaching me how to make coffee during coffee hour. These people have always been my go-to supporters who are always looking out for me and have made my life full of love and comfort. And I'm so thankful to them and everyone else in the congregation who's helped me grow in faith and as a great person. Continuing on, I'd like to mention baptism. I was baptized on September 6, 2000 in Hazel Run Lutheran Church in Hazel Run, Minnesota. I was only 3 months old at the time, but the mark of the cross on my small forehead always reminds me that I'm a child of God, and that part of me will never change. Baptism cannot be undone, and all of those marked with the cross are God's children, even adults. God will never let us go from his everlasting grip on our lives, and his love is always abundant towards us. Jesus also plays a huge role in my life. The fact that he died and was crucified on the cross to save our sins proves how much God loves us. God sent down his one and only Son to redeem us, And he let his son die for us because he had faith that we could all one day become disciples of the Lord. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, our one God, and has taught us that there is more to life than just living, and that there's a place in God's never-ending kingdom for us after death. Being a Christian makes a big difference on my life as a student. As a Christian person, my morals and my foundation of what is right and what is wrong is a lot different than that of some of my friends. It's hard to believe how many of my close friends who are 14 have gotten into drugs and alcohol, but I know that isn't nor will it ever be my path to make those impulsive decisions. Having a great upbringing and a great congregation has helped me make the right choices in my life. I see myself continuing to serve Christ in the future by doing lots of community service, helping those in need, and doing my best to take part in church activities. I hope to still be an active part of the congregation as time goes by and remain an acolyte in the church. One of my most memorable experiences serving Christ and others around me was when I volunteered my time to help out at Vacation Bible School. I love working with children, and I especially enjoyed studying this new generation of God's children thrive in every way. The verse I chose is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I chose this verse because I know that when I trust God, he will help me make the right decisions. This verse helped me through a very tough decision for me, deciding which high school I wanted to go to. Trusting in God and in this verse has helped me make the right decision and helped me choose what was best for me. And now I'm a very happy, successful freshman at Francis Parker School. I believe that nothing is impossible when you're a child of God, and nothing is unreachable. Christ works through all of us in different ways, and he has a plan for each and every one of us. I know that the sky won't be the limit for me in God's kingdom, and that the Lord has a path planned out for every one of us. And as cliche as it sounds, God has a plan for us, and sometimes it may seem like things aren't going according to plan, but we just have to have faith. Thank you.